Hello everyone and welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the Hot Kitty Aria 48.5 pound porn star sex dolls, life-size silicone sex dolls from AeroVenus. So this is a brand new doll, which is actually based on a real person. There actually is a porn star named Hot Kitty Aria. I can't find her stuff. I was going to show you what she looks like. I can't find anything on her. She's been banned from X. Her Instagram is private. But she's got a good body. I mean, based on her doll anyway. I'm not familiar with her work. I haven't really watched porn in many years. Because honestly, like just between me and you, if you get a sex doll, you don't really need porn anymore. You don't really need pictures and video of some woman when you got like a doll that you can actually have sex with whenever you want. But anyway, hold on, we got a pop-up ad. Get out of here. All right, anyway, back to the story. Anyway, Hot Kitty Aria. Less than 50 pounds, which is very welcome. The previous AeroVenus Max series was close to 70 pounds. Pretty heavy. And only $900. So we're talking a silicone, extremely high quality silicone sex doll torso for less than $1,000. And I'm going to show you just a lot of surprise features I wasn't expecting. That very pleasantly surprised, by the way. This is an excellent, excellent product. For $900, you really can't go wrong. Especially if you have an AeroVenus head, if you bought the AeroVenus Max series. The heads are fully compatible, which isn't advertised anywhere on this. Now, I noticed the picture, there's no neck hole on the picture on the website. The one I received had a neck hole, but that's because it came with the bolt. So if you scroll down, you see the sex doll hook, right? It's a $30 upgrade. So the one I was sent came with the $30 upgrade sex doll hook. And so they added the hole for the neck. This made the doll compatible with the head. So I guess the lesson here is if you get a torso, make sure you get that $30 neck hook upgrade, because then you can then add a head to it, which I guess you normally wouldn't be able to. I don't know why they don't just add this for everything, but it is what it is. Anyway, let's check out Hot Kitty Aria. All right, everyone. So this is the Hot Kitty Aria doll from AeroVenus. As you can see, it's on top of my ottoman. However, it fits inside my ottoman. I'll show a picture of that right now. This fits inside my ottoman. Now, previously, this ottoman housed my Tantalee Aurora torso, which is about the same measurements as Celestina. I'll put another picture on the screen. This shows Celestina's measurements on the right side. It has the Hot Kitty Aria measurements on the left side. And then it has the AeroVenus Max series, which is the Kelly doll, the Celestina 2.0 doll that I reviewed recently. Now, the AeroVenus Max series, the butt is too big. The torso does not fit inside my ottoman. So I'm actually having a hard time figuring out what to do with it because it's so big. It's like too big to fit inside my storage, but it's not like so big, you know, that I can just stand it up and whatever. It's interesting. Anyway, the Hot Kitty Aria does fit inside my ottoman. So it's now replaced the previous torso I had in there, which was the Tantalee Aurora. So just quick note about that. Now, this torso, not only is it a little bit smaller, a little bit more slender, it's also based on a real person. So it has more natural proportions, even though it's obviously highly idealized. Like whoever Hot Kitty Aria is, she has a very good body. And, you know, obviously, so, you know, you got it, you flaunt it. Anyway, so this doll, it has everything you expect from AeroVenus. It actually is even more impressive than other dolls that I've reviewed. So let me show you what I'm talking about. Obviously, with AeroVenus, you're going to get highly detailed skin. You might be able to see the veins on the breast. I can't show you the details because this is going to be going up on YouTube, so I'm trying to censor things. But you could see the detail in the skin. It looks realistic. It feels extremely realistic. Now, here's something I didn't notice with previous AeroVenus dolls. I can actually feel what feels like ribs. So I've talked about the composite material in these dolls. So, you know, TPE dolls are just a
steel skeleton that's more or less a stick figure with TPE wrapped around it. The Air Venus torsos have a composite material. It feels like skin and muscle. It actually feels like a real person. So if I squeeze her body, I get resistance. And I actually feel, it feels like ribs. It feels like muscle, ribs. Like I'm feeling resistance and it feels like a real person. And we're talking about the non-sexual parts. So just the whole body feels real. Now, obviously, when it comes to the important parts, it's realistic, nice and jiggly. Like here, I'll do a jiggle test for her boobs. You can see very good floppy. Hold on. She almost had a wardrobe malfunction. But you can see the boobs are extremely squishy, extremely floppy, and, good. Now, because this is based on a real person, the boobs have a more natural teardrop shape as opposed to, like, overly perky round boobs, which could be a good thing or a bad thing, depending on how you interpret it. I don't mind them. They're a good size. They just have that like natural teardrop shape as opposed to like perky, you know, fake boob shape. But it's all about what you're into. Anyway, I have no complaints whatsoever about the feel, the shape, everything. Everything is great. The butt isn't too big. The boobs aren't too big. Everything works, and the fact that it fits in my ottoman is amazing, and it's got the quality you expect for Air Venus. So let me just show you all her different angles, that way we can move on and we'll do some other tests. Okay, so this is the Hot Kitty Aria flipped over. I didn't bend anything or stick her legs up, so you know her butt could be a lot more heart-shaped if I adjusted her legs. I just want to show you her backside. So, you know, everything works. Like, look here, I'll push down on her back. You can feel the muscle. It doesn't just feel like rubber. You can feel like, it feels like a real person. So let me do a spank test. So here's her butt. It's got good feel. It's not too soft. They perfected it. After much complaining, the butt isn't too soft. It doesn't feel like boobs anymore. It feels like a butt. Not like a firm, you know, like where she's tightening her butt muscles. It feels like a neutral, kind of at rest butt. But you can see it's got good squish, good spankability. Like that is a good spankable ass. And again, I'll prop her up in the doggy style position so you can see it in a more heart-shaped kind of position, because this may not really demonstrate everything. All right, so here is the Hot Kitty Aria with her legs bent, so her butt is in a more heart shape. And again, we'll just do another spank test. So this is the spank. It, again, very natural feel, very natural movement. Everything just feels real and natural. So you got a good spank. She's very stable as well. The legs are very stable, very rigid. She's not gonna fall over. Also, you can sit her up. The legs are strong enough to support her weight. Here is her side profile. You can see just like her side boob. You can see her kind of hourglass shape. Everything looks great, right? And her waist bends, so you can like have her pop her butt up in the air and that sort of thing. Everything works. Okay, so here is the Hot Kitty Aria with a body pillow. As you can see, it's big. It is not anime body pillow size. This is life size. Now, it is a little bit like the girl this is based on is a little bit more petite, but this is not anime body pillow size. As you can see, this doll is much bigger than the picture on the anime body pillow. You can pair this with an anime body pillow. You may have to do a little bit of suspension of disbelief, but this is not anime body pillow size. This is life size, just with a slightly more petite girl. But it's based on a real person, so it may not be your cup of tea. If you want something a little bit bigger, with a bigger butt, a little bit taller and more, you know, full-figured, check out the Air Venus Max series. But I actually think I prefer this. I prefer a little bit more small. It weighs less. It is more in line with my waifu's proportions, my Celestina doll from the dollhouse. So I prefer this. But if you're looking for anime body pillow, you may want to look elsewhere. This is a little bit on the big side in regard to an anime body pillow. Okay, so here is the Hot Kitty Aria with the Kelly head from the Air Venus Max series. And as you can see, they're fully compatible. I actually don't understand why they don't advertise this on the website. The Hot Kitty Area torso is fully compatible with the heads for the Air Venus Max series. Even the color of the skin matches. There's no difference in color. So I know Celestina 2.0/Kelly, her face looks a little bit surprised. She's got the follow me eyes from the dollhouse. Her mouth also opens and closes. If you want to know more about the Kelly doll, the Air Venus Max series, check out my other review. But I just want to point out that the Air Venus Max heads are fully compatible with the Hot Kitty Aria. It doesn't come with the neck, like that bolt that was sticking out of her body that her head attaches to. It didn't come with that, okay? Now you're probably wondering if it has a hole in it to facilitate a head, and it doesn't come with a head, and it doesn't advertise on the website to be compatible with a head, what's the hole for? The hole is for this. So this, the Hot Kitty Aria comes with the hanging kit. This is a hook. You screw it into the torso and you could hang this on whatever for storage. That way you don't have to, put any weight on the doll. And this just comes with it. So it doesn't come with the head bolts. I would have actually preferred if it came with a head bolt. I had to use the same head bolt from the Air Venus Max series. Since this is compatible with the heads, I would just prefer a head bolt. I do appreciate that it gives you a hanging hook, but the head bolt would have been nice. And they should absolutely advertise that this is fully compatible with the heads, because it is. The skin tone matches, everything's fine. There's no problem. So they should advertise that the Air Venus Max heads are fully compatible with this doll, because that's the truth. But you do get a hanging kit. So you have the torso, which is compatible with the heads, but does not come with a bolt. It comes with a hanging kit. But you could, when you order a head, you can get the bolts with the head, and then they will fit the body. They all use the same bolt size, which is an M80, I believe. It's like a metric European bolt. It's like the M80 size. That's the size that everything uses. So it's fully compatible, not just with Air Venus, but this is also compatible with other brands of sex doll heads. So Celestina's head from the dollhouse also uses an M80 bolt. So her head would also be compatible with this torso. So this is a huge step up from, the Cantilly Aurora, which didn't have a head, was not compatible with a head under any circumstances. This is, and I love this torso because it's not too big. The Air Venus Max was a little bit too big. It was really hard to store. And it was really heavy. It was like 70 pounds. The Hot Kitty Aria is only about 50 pounds. So it's 20 pounds lighter than the Air Venus Max, but it's fully compatible with the head. It's just a little bit smaller, but it's still life size. Like as I showed you a minute ago, it's not anime body pillow size. So this is my favorite torso ever. The problems I've had with torsos in the past is they were too big. They didn't fit. Like having an ottoman that fits a sex doll torso is surprisingly difficult to source. They're just a little bit too small. It's really hard to find one that's like fits. This one is perfect. It fits perfectly. And it's a little bit on the big side compared to Celestina's measurements. Again, I'll show you Celestina's measurements on the right. You can see the Hot Kitty Aria on the left. You can see the Air Venus Max in the middle. The Air Venus torsos are a little bit wider, but that's because, especially with the Hot Kitty Aria, this is based on a real woman. So it's life size, it's realistic, it's obviously, whoever Hot Kitty Aria is, she's a 10, obviously. So, she's got a ripping good body. But anyway, Celestina is more of like a Barbie doll. She has a very exaggerated proportions. It is what it is. So it's fine. This is like probably as good as you're going to get. If you want a more natural looking torso doll, it's not too big, it doesn't have a giant ass where it's hard to store, this is what I recommend more than anything. And all the torsos I've used in the past from other brands that were TPE, this, like Air Venus, is just better because they feel real in the hands. You have the detail in the skin. Because they're silicone, they're much easier to clean. With TPE, you need to give it like a Roman bath with some petroleum jelly or mineral oil. You have to scrape any kind of dust off of it. With silicone, you can just use soap and water. They're very easy to clean and maintain. Also, if you're a trucker and you want to take your waifu in your truck with you, you definitely want to get a silicone doll because of the melting point. TP melts at about 200 degrees. Silicone could handle up to 450 degrees. So if you're on a hot truck, your TP doll is going to get damaged from the heat, whereas your silicone doll will not. So, and the fact that these aren't that expensive, right? These aren't that expensive. We'll talk more about that in a minute. But anyway, so my verdict for the Hot Kitty Aria, this is fantastic. If this is your body type, the thing about sex dolls is they, you know, as far as the features go, usually it's just across the brand. Like AeroVenus is a great brand. They make excellent dolls across the brand. So just find the body type that you like. So if you want something a little bit taller with a bigger ass, I check out the AeroVenus Max series. If you like this, then obviously check out the Hot Kitty Aria. It's whatever you're into. It's all about the body type. But as far as the quality and the features, the realism, everything is basically, you know, consistent across the brand. You really can't go wrong with AeroVenus, assuming the body type is to your liking. So just make sure you check the measurements, look at the pictures closely, make sure this is your type, and you're good to go. And again, the Hot Kitty Aria is fully compatible with the heads. And if you have a head from a previous doll, like maybe you have another sex doll from another brand and the body's broken, you can keep that head and transfer it onto the Hot Kitty Aria or whatever torso doll you want, because they all use the same bolt, right? Now, if it's a different brand, the skin tones might be slightly different. Like, because these are both AeroVenus, the Hot Kitty Aria and the head from the AeroVenus Max, they're the same color, consistent. But if you get a doll from a different brand, the skin tones might be slightly different. Just be aware of that. But other than that, I have no complaints at all. This is my favorite torso of all time. I love the AeroVenus quality. It feels real. They're not expensive, surprisingly affordable and, you know, high value. And the sex doll technology's come a long way. So, you know, with the Kelly head, the mouth opens and closes, making her more expressive. The fact this is compatible with the Hot Kitty Aria, the fact that this fits in my ottoman, it's just absolutely perfect. I have zero complaints. The one complaint I used to have with AeroVenus, or back when they were called Love Nestle, is the butt was too soft. The butt felt like boobs and less like a butt, but they fixed that. Now the butts feel perfect. So AeroVenus, you're doing everything right. You get my highest recommendation. I have no complaints whatsoever about pretty much any of your products. They've all been amazing. I just was pleasantly surprised that the Hot Kitty Aria fit in my ottoman, which makes storage so much easier. And the fact that this was compatible with the heads, because I actually prefer the Hot Kitty Aria to the AeroVenus Max body because it weighs less and it's easier to store. Anyway, that's really all I have to say. I have a coupon code. Make sure you use the link. Make sure you use the link and get the discount. I think it's 15%. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's 15%. But check it out. Give AeroVenus your business. Let them know TFM sent you. Thank you so much, AeroVenus. I love partnering with you. Your products are amazing. Thank you very much. And thank you for watching. This is Turtling You Monkey, and I'll see you next time.